Well, it's getting closer and closer and closer. The kickoff to the 2011 Texas A&M football season, 2 weeks from Sunday at Kyle Field, when they take on the SMU Mustangs. And this will be the 78th time that the two teams have met. Hi, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's your sports. 75 of those meetings have been when both teams were in the Southwest Conference, and this will be just the second time they've met since the SWSC broke up after the 1995 season. There have been some memorable games for sure between the teams, one of those in 1994 at the Alamo Dome when the Mustangs tied the Aggies and tarnished an otherwise perfect A&M season. Coach Mike Sherman was an assistant coach at A&M the last time they played a Southwest Conference game. And he says that this renewal certainly looks to be a tough battle.
No, it does. It kind of sets the stage for us. There's no question about that. It's also against a very good team. Spent a lot of the offseason looking at SMU and what June has done up there and their staff and their players. And they have some very, very good players and coaches and a scheme. They've had success since June stepped on that campus. And I envision he'll continue to have success. And so our focus has really been on that first ball game right now. And we have a bye after that game, so put a lot of effort into that ball game. And we have them at home on national television, so we're excited about that opportunity, but have a lot of respect for them and what they do.
You'll be able to hear all the Aggie games, including that one, of course, right here on 1620. Take it to Major League Baseball. Texas has opened a 7-game cushion in the American League West after beating the Angels 4-3. Ian Kinsler's 2-run single in the 8th was the big hit. The Rangers have won the first 3 games of this series, and they'll go for the sweep tonight in Anaheim, but they'll have to beat Angels ace Jared Weaver to do it. The Angels have lost 5 straight and 7 of their last 8. Texas still on the road this weekend with the White Sox in Chicago. The Houston Astros will be off today, but they're hosting San Francisco this weekend with a 2-game winning streak. They won the series with Chicago in Houston with a 4-3 win yesterday. Former Ohio State quarterback Terrell Pryor has been declared eligible for the NFL supplemental draft, but must sit out the first 5 games after he signs a contract. He's one of 6 players in a pool for Monday's draft that also includes former Georgia running back Caleb King. Pryor gave up his final season with the Buckeyes following an NCAA investigation into the football team's memorabilia for cash scandal. The league informed clubs that Pryor made decisions that undermine the integrity of the eligibility rules for the NFL draft. Among those, the league says, was his failure to cooperate with the NCAA and hiring of an agent in violation of NCAA rules. Pryor will be ineligible to practice or play until week 6 of the NFL season. And speaking of programs in trouble and in deep trouble, Miami's football team is practicing, and Coach Al Golden says the Hurricanes are recovering from the shock of the claims that former booster Nevin Shapiro made in a Yahoo Sports article this week. Shapiro, who is serving 20 years in a federal prison for his role in a $930 million Ponzi scheme, says that he provided Miami players with prostitutes, cars, other gifts over the past decade. Miami Athletics Director Sean Eichhorst ended his silence by releasing a statement today saying there are tough times ahead for the Hurricanes, who are under investigation by the NCAA. He promised fans that there will be a better day. It comes one day after NCAA President Mark Emmert released a statement saying if the allegations against Miami prove true, fundamental change in athletics may be necessary. The Miami scandal is one of many to hit college football in the last 18 months, joining the messes at Southern Cal, Ohio State, Auburn, Oregon, Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia Tech, and LSU. Wisconsin Athletics Director Barry Alvarez is among those claiming to have lost money in the Ponzi scheme that was run by Shapiro. The imprisoned former Miami booster is at the center, of course, of this scandal. Court records show that Alvarez's family has filed claims against Shapiro's company for at least $1 million. In a statement, Alvarez says he invested in Shapiro's company after a friend told him about it several years ago. And finally, a bench-clearing brawl during an exhibition game between Georgetown University and a Chinese basketball team has marred Vice President Joe Biden's visit to China. Biden watched the Hoyas play on Wednesday, but was not in the arena in Beijing today when the fight forced the game to end early. Coach John Thompson III said in a statement that the two teams, quote, played a very competitive game that unfortunately ended after heated exchanges with both teams. He says Georgetown regrets the incident. The Hoyas are in China on a goodwill trip. Okay. That's your first look at sports. We got more the next half hour for sure. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.